Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. I'm holding in my hands a great-looking new book, Tailgating on the Banks of the Red Cedar, Volume 2, More Spartan Tailgaters' Favorite Recipes. And this is more than just a tailgate compilation. This is a very important book in terms of a local charity. We want to bring in Dave Avrilla with us. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Good evening, Jack. Just great.
Well, congratulations on another great job here, and how many alumni you must have talked to put this together.
I did not do it alone. Carol Brownell, Dan Ilgen, and Jim Zox, we formed a little committee, and they were out there for the football weekends, meeting with tailgaters, taking pictures, getting stories, and eating more than their share of food at all the tailgates.
Now, this concept was actually borrowed from another university, right?
Yes, it was. And I just don't think they did as good a job with marketing it as we have. And we owe it to, I guess, the local merchants, the businesses, the bookstores, all the merchants locally that have signed on to sell this book for us.
Well, they may have the Golden Dome, but they don't have as good a football team or basketball team. They don't have as good a book about tailgating, right?
It's not as nice as this one.
There you go. All right. Let's talk a little bit about tomorrow and the unveiling, the big party over at Schuller.
Well, this was an idea born from Carol Brownell and the manager of the Schuller bookstore out on the Eastwood Shopping Center to have a kickoff tailgate.
Okay.
And put out some of the recipes there that are in the books. And so people can stop by. They can sample all the recipes that we have out there and have access to buy copies of the book, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. There'll be a few members of the Spartan Band out there. And it's a go green, go white evening.
A little early in the week, probably, to start tailgating. But, you know, you could keep it going if you wanted to, right?
They could.
I know a few people who would probably start on Wednesday and get done just about kickoff.
I'm not sure they'll hang in there that long. But I did see one of the recipes is going to have something in there that where people might want to hang in there for long into the evening. I won't tell you which one.
Is there a Guinness Book of World Record designation for the longest tailgate? Do you know? That might be something to challenge.
Something to look for.
I can give you Jack Vogler's number, and he can take a run at it, and a few other people, too. And
Jack might be on one perpetual tailgate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's behind this and the connection with Haven House.
Haven House is a family homeless shelter. Between the end of September last year and the 1st of October this year, they serviced over 200 adults and 300 children. Families go in there and they learn how to be self-sufficient again because they've lost their homes, so they've lost their jobs and their homes. Haven House takes them in. It kind of like gives them a safe harbor, so to speak, and then works with them on reestablishing good credit, getting a job or getting a better job. Finding a place to live is the most important thing, but having them become self-sufficient, and then after they are in a position where they can move out of Haven House and into their own accommodations, they keep in touch with the people at Haven House to make sure that they're making it. And it's the only place of its kind in the area.
We can't forget the transition, I think, sometimes. To get from a problem to a solution, it's not one leap. It's a series of steps.
Series of steps, absolutely. Yeah. And they just continue to work with these people as they go along. But it's a family homeless shelter. They'll take single, a man or a woman with children. Even if you have a teenage child, the only place in town that will take teenage children. See, it is a way to keep the family together in this time of crisis.
You can go online, Haven. Just the way it sounds, Haven House, E-L. HavenHouseEL.org.
Yes.
Check that out. You can see the great work that is done. And this is my goodness. Every time I open this book to a different page, I can see something I have to try. All right. Now, tell me about Melissa Morley's Seafood Gumbo.
Well, there are a couple that, I mean, there's over 105 recipes here, so you're grabbing one at random, and I was just going to give you some.
Okay. I've got to try this one. Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
And which page is that, Jack?
That's page 48.
48.
Yep.
All right.
But you've got some favorites in here, I know. I don't want to put you on the spot.
And I do.
If you haven't tried that one.
And on the opposite page, it's interesting, there's Mark's Venison Chili.
Yeah.
And I believe that's going to be one of the recipes that's going to be there tomorrow night.
Very well timed with deer hunting season.
Yep, as well as a pumpkin soup. We have there's a pumpkin soup in here, and there's Sister Pat Newhouse. She's a nun, a retired nun.
Is that right?
If a nun ever retires.
Is Mark going to be there to do this?
I'm not sure. I didn't see who was making it, but I could have sworn.
This is fresh venison, right? This isn't from 2 years ago.
Well, I can't tell you that either. I'm not an expert on venison.
I gotcha.
You could call John Schneider and ask him about that.
This book is broken up into sections. You've got salads, and, of course, it's a football theme throughout. You've got desserts. You've got all different types of tailgating fare, right?
Lots of appetizers, a few soups, several soups, a few salads, some desserts. We put one recipe in there for the best ever rum cake, which is on 107. Sometime you can read that, and try to read it quickly.
You've got Will Tiemann's Mexicorn and Bean Salsa. You've had that?
I have not. He's going to be there tomorrow.
He doesn't have too much of that bean salsa before he goes in the booth. I've checked that out.
That'll be your problem. I won't be in the booth with him.
Well, if someone would love to come tomorrow and check out the book, and check out some of the food. You're going to have some of the food prepared there, as you said, right?
Between 6 and 8,
okay.
Schuller Bookstore, Eastwood Plaza. And what we found is that there's a lot of people who didn't have a chance to buy Book 1. Now they're buying Book 1 and 2.
Okay.
So we've had to continue to...
Right. What's the cost of the books?
$15.
They make unbelievable Christmas gifts and stocking stuffers, too.
Oh. Wonderful. I mean, here you have a chance to get a great Christmas gift or a great thing for your kitchen and contribute to a very worthwhile charity at the same time. It is a winning combination all the way around.
Are you going to the basketball game tonight?
Do you need my extra tickets?
No, I'm fine. Tickets in pocket, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Avrilla is ready. And I will see you tomorrow after the show. I'm going to get there about 7:30, so... save me a little of something, okay?
Very, very little, Jack. I have a big appetite.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. And coming up, we are going to be talking with Dan Dockich. He is here to broadcast the game tonight as part of the 24 Hours of Basketball on ESPN. It's been crazy stuff. Saw some of that Central Michigan game at 4 a.m.